Welcome, friends. Welcome to the first $1,000 segment of September, episode 2802, Turning Passion into Profit with Fantasy Maps. I'm excited to bring you this one every week, every Monday. In fact, we look at how somebody made their first $1,000, and often they go on to make a lot more than that. But we look at the origin story from idea to income. And today, it's all about an artist who turns their passion for creating fantasy maps into a profitable business. What else would it be? It is a profitable business. That's what we are about at Side Hustle School. It's not just about doing a hobby. Lots of hobbies you can do without money, and that's fine and well. But if you want to turn your hobby into income, if you want to transfer a skill into a money-making venture, that's what we talk about here. So today, we're going to go to Arjun. He is an artist who turns a passion for creating fantasy maps into this business. And how, in fact, did he make his first $1,000? How did he make it happen? What did it feel like? What did he learn along the way? How might this be a point of inspiration to some of us? All right, I'm going to pass the microphone, but I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hi, I'm Arjun. A few months ago, I turned my love for creating fantasy maps into a business, or at least a side hustle. As a tabletop gamer and fantasy fan, I spent years sketching detailed maps of imaginary worlds. Here's how I transformed this hobby and earned my first $1,000. It began with a realization. The fantasy maps I created for fun could be interesting to others in the gaming and writing communities. I decided to test the waters by offering custom map commissions. I set up a page showcasing my best work, including maps I'd created for my own Dungeons & Dragons campaigns. I was already part of several online communities focused on tabletop gaming and fantasy writing, including Reddit, Discord servers, and Facebook groups. I shared samples of my work and announced that I was open for commissions. It was a little scary, but I went for it, and most people responded positively. My first commission came from a fantasy author who wanted a detailed map for their upcoming novel. The project involved creating a large, intricate map with various terrains, cities, and landmarks. I charged $300 for this commission, ensuring it reflected the time and effort I put into it. The author provided a rough sketch and a description of their world, and I transformed it into a professional, visually stunning map. With the first successful commission and a happy client who posted about how happy they were, I began to receive more inquiries. I completed several smaller projects, such as maps for D&D campaigns and simpler regional maps for indie game developers. Each project helped me refine my skills and build my portfolio. To reach a wider audience, I created an account on Fiverr and Etsy, where I could list my services and showcase my work to potential clients. It's a niche market, but now that I had experience, my results showed up at the top. Within 2 months, I'd completed enough commissions to earn my first $1,000. The projects ranged from small regional maps priced at $50 to larger, more detailed world maps that went for up to $500. The experience taught me several valuable lessons. Networking is crucial. Valuing your time appropriately is essential, and delivering high-quality work while maintaining clear communication with clients leads to positive reviews and repeat business. I continue to receive commissions from authors, game developers, and tabletop enthusiasts. The initial success of earning my first $1,000 has given me the confidence to explore new opportunities, such as creating pre-made maps for sale and offering digital downloads. Reflecting on my journey, I'm grateful for the support of the communities that helped me get started. Turning my passion for fantasy maps into a profitable business has been a lot of fun. I'm excited to continue growing my business and bringing more imaginary worlds to life for my clients.
All right, many thanks to Arjun for telling us about their first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. There's always something you can do as well. You have a hobby or a skill or a set of knowledge or some experience that can be monetized, and it can help you to do more of what's important to you. Maybe you want to do more of that hobby. Maybe you want to do something totally different. Maybe you want to quit your day job. Whatever it is, right? Whatever it is, a side hustle can help you if you build it in the right way. And so that's what we try to advise people about every single day. If you have a question or a comment, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. This was episode 2802. More is on the way. My name's Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.